In the annals of history, the Vikings have often been portrayed as fierce warriors, seafaring adventurers, and pillagers of distant lands. However, beyond their reputation for conquest and plunder, there exists a lesser-known facet of Viking culture, a set of principles and guidelines that governed their daily lives. These lost Viking rules for living a good life offer a fascinating insight into the mindset and values of this enigmatic civilization. Rooted in a harsh and unforgiving environment, the Vikings developed a pragmatic approach to life, marked by resilience, resourcefulness, and a deep reverence for nature. At the core of their philosophy lay a profound respect for honor, integrity, and loyalty, virtues that formed the bedrock of Viking society. The lost Viking rules encompass a wide array of principles, ranging from personal conduct and social etiquette to strategies for survival and success. Embedded within these rules are timeless wisdom and practical advice that remain relevant even in the modern world. Central to the Viking ethos is the concept of self-reliance and individual responsibility. From an early age, Viking children were instilled with the importance of courage, perseverance, and self-discipline, virtues essential for navigating life's challenges. Moreover, the Vikings placed great emphasis on the value of community and cooperation, recognizing that solidarity and mutual support were crucial for survival in a hostile world. Beyond mere survival, however, the Vikings aspired to lead meaningful and fulfilling lives. They embraced a holistic approach to well-being, balancing physical prowess with intellectual pursuits and spiritual contemplation. Whether through feats of exploration, artistic expression, or acts of generosity, the Vikings sought to leave their mark on the world and forge a legacy that would endure for generations. In exploring the lost Viking rules for living a good life, we embark on a journey into the heart of Viking culture, uncovering lessons and insights that resonate with us today. Through their wisdom, resilience, and indomitable spirit, the Vikings offer us a timeless blueprint for living a life of purpose, honor, and fulfillment. So, who were the Vikings? The Vikings, renowned for their seafaring prowess and fearsome reputation, were a complex and multifaceted society originating from Scandinavia during the Viking Age, which lasted roughly from the late 8th to the early 11th century. Contrary to popular belief, the term Viking encompasses more than just raiders pillaging coastal villages. It includes traders, farmers, explorers, and settlers, offering a nuanced understanding of their civilization. The Viking society was deeply rooted in the rugged landscapes of present-day Denmark, Norway, and Sweden, characterized by a blend of cultural, economic, and political influences. While their raiding activities have often dominated historical narratives, the Vikings were also adept navigators and merchants, establishing extensive trade networks that spanned across Europe and beyond. Their ventures reached far-flung regions, with notable expeditions to North America, showcasing their remarkable exploration capabilities. Moreover, the Vikings were agrarian communities, mastering the cultivation of land and forming settlements amidst the harsh climates of the north. Within their society, hierarchical structures prevailed, with chieftains and petty kingdoms governing various regions, while an oral tradition of storytelling and poetry enriched their cultural fabric. Religion played a significant role in Viking life, with a pantheon of gods and goddesses, alongside intricate beliefs in fate and destiny, shaping their worldview. Beyond their martial prowess, the Vikings' enduring legacy encompasses their contributions to trade, exploration, and cultural exchange, painting a more comprehensive picture of this fascinating civilization. The origins of the Vikings can be traced back to the Scandinavian lands of Denmark, Norway, and Sweden, where they emerged as distinct cultural entities during the early medieval period. The rugged and often inhospitable terrain of Scandinavia fostered a society that was hardy, resourceful, and adaptable. With vast coastlines and navigable waterways, the Vikings were naturally inclined towards seafaring activities, which would come to define their civilization in the centuries to come. The harsh conditions of their homeland necessitated innovation and resilience, traits that would serve them well in their future exploits across the seas. Contrary to popular belief, not all Scandinavians were Vikings. The term Viking refers specifically to those who engaged in maritime expeditions, raids, and trade ventures during the Viking Age. While raiding was indeed a significant aspect of Viking society, it was only one facet of a much broader culture. Many Vikings were also farmers, craftsmen, traders, and explorers, contributing to the diversity and complexity of their civilization. This nuanced understanding of Viking society challenges the oversimplified stereotypes that often characterize popular depictions of these medieval Scandinavians. The Vikings also established settlements in regions closer to home, such as the British Isles, Iceland, Greenland, and the Faroe Islands. These settlements served as bases for trade, agriculture, and military operations, allowing the Vikings to exert control over strategic territories and expand their influence in the region. The establishment of permanent settlements facilitated cultural exchange and interaction between the Vikings and the indigenous peoples of these regions, shaping the development of their societies in profound ways. At the heart of Viking society lay the institution of chieftaincy, where local leaders, known as chieftains, wielded power and authority over their followers. Chieftains were responsible for maintaining order, resolving disputes, and organizing collective activities such as raids and trade expeditions. The hierarchical structure of Viking society was characterized by a strong sense of loyalty and allegiance to one's chieftain, who in turn provided protection, patronage, and leadership to their followers. This system of governance ensured social cohesion and stability within Viking communities, despite the challenges posed by external threats and internal rivalries. Religion played a central role in Viking society, shaping their worldview, values, and cultural practices. The Vikings worshipped a pantheon of gods and goddesses, including Odin, Thor, Freya, and Loki, each associated with different aspects of nature, warfare, and fertility. Religious rituals and ceremonies were an integral part of Viking life, marking important milestones such as births, marriages, and deaths. The belief in fate and destiny was also pervasive in Viking culture, with the concept of weird or fate governing the course of one's life and actions. This fatalistic worldview provided a sense of purpose and meaning in an unpredictable and often harsh world. Despite their reputation as fierce warriors and raiders, the Vikings were also skilled craftsmen, artisans, and traders, producing a wide range of goods such as weapons, jewelry, textiles, and pottery. Their craftsmanship was highly regarded throughout the medieval world, with Viking artifacts prized for their quality and craftsmanship. The Vikings' mastery of metallurgy, woodworking, and textile production allowed them to create intricate and beautiful objects that served both practical and symbolic purposes. These artifacts provide valuable insights into Viking culture, technology, and artistic expression, enriching our understanding of their civilization. The Viking Age is typically defined as the period from the late 8th century to the early 11th century, during which the Vikings embarked on extensive voyages of exploration, conquest, and trade. These journeys took them to distant lands across Europe, the North Atlantic, and even as far as the Middle East, leaving an indelible mark on the regions they encountered. The Vikings' mastery of shipbuilding and navigation allowed them to navigate treacherous waters and explore uncharted territories, expanding their sphere of influence and establishing trade routes that connected disparate cultures. trade played a crucial role in Viking society, facilitating the exchange of goods, ideas, and cultural practices between different regions. The Vikings were active participants in the thriving trade networks of the medieval world, trading commodities such as timber, furs, amber, and slaves. Their voyages brought them into contact with a diverse array of cultures, from the indigenous peoples of North America to the wealthy merchants of the Byzantine Empire. These interactions enriched their own culture and contributed to the diffusion of technology, knowledge, and artistic styles across the medieval world. One of the most enduring legacies of the Vikings is their exploration of new lands and their establishment of settlements in distant regions. Perhaps the most famous example of Viking exploration is the discovery of North America around the year 1000. Centuries before the voyages of Christopher Columbus. Led by explorers such as Leif Erikson, the Vikings established temporary settlements in present-day Newfoundland, Canada, leaving behind archaeological evidence of their presence. This early transatlantic crossing demonstrates the remarkable navigational skills and adventurous spirit of the Vikings, who ventured into unknown waters in search of new opportunities. To find out how it all went down and see just how far these Vikings got, let's do some history. History of the Vikings. Early Viking raids. In AD 793, an attack on the Lindisfarne Monastery off the coast of Northumberland in northeastern England marked the beginning of the Viking Age. The culprits, probably Norwegians who sailed directly across the North Sea, didn't destroy the monastery completely, but the attack shook the European religious world to its core. Unlike other groups, these strange new invaders had no respect for religious institutions, such as the monasteries, which were often left unguarded and vulnerable near the shore. 2 years later, Viking raids struck the undefended island monasteries of Skye and Iona in the Hebrides, as well as Rathlin, off the northeast coast of Ireland. The first recorded raid in continental Europe came in 799 at the island monastery of Saint Philibert's on Noirmoutier, near the estuary of the Loire River. For several decades, the Vikings confined themselves to hit-and-run raids against coastal targets in the British Isles, particularly Ireland, and Europe, the trading center of Doristad, 80 kilometers from the North Sea, became a frequent target after 830. They then took advantage of internal conflicts in Europe to extend their activity further inland. After the death of Louis the Pious, Emperor of Francia, modern-day France and Germany, in 840, his son Lothar actually invited the support of a Viking fleet in a power struggle with brothers. Before long, other Vikings realized that Frankish rulers were willing to pay them rich sums to prevent them from attacking their subjects, making Francia an irresistible target for further Viking activity. In addition to a wibbly moniker, the Vikings are also a little fuzzy in the timeline department. For narrative convenience, historians often date the age from 793 to 1066, opening with the sack of Lindisfarne Monastery and closing with the Norman conquest of England. But if Vikings are pirates, then their age should be thorough in its coverage of involuntary treasure reallocation. So really, we need to bump those numbers out by at least a few decades. Conquests in the British Isles. By the mid-9th century, Ireland, Scotland, and England had become major targets for Viking settlement as well as raids. Vikings gained control of the Northern Isles of Scotland, Shetland and the Orkneys, the Hebrides, and much of mainland Scotland. They founded Ireland's first trading towns, Dublin, Waterford, Wexford, Wicklow and Limerick, and used their base on the Irish coast to launch attacks within Ireland and across the Irish Sea to England. When King Charles the Bald began defending West Francia more energetically in 862, fortifying towns, abbeys, rivers, and coastal areas, Viking forces began to concentrate more on England than Francia. In the wave of Viking attacks in England after 851, only one kingdom, Wessex, was able to successfully resist. Viking armies, mostly Danish, conquered East Anglia and Northumberland and dismantled Mercia, while in 871, King Alfred the Great of Wessex became the only king to decisively defeat a Danish army in England. Leaving Wessex, the Danes settled to the north in an area known as Danelaw. Many of them became farmers and traders and established York as a leading mercantile city. In the first half of the 10th century, English armies led by the descendants of Alfred of Wessex began reconquering Scandinavian areas of England. The last Scandinavian king, Eric Bloodaxe, was expelled and killed around 952, permanently uniting English into one kingdom. Viking settlements, Europe and beyond. Meanwhile, Viking armies remained active on the European continent throughout the 9th century, brutally sacking Nantes on the French coast in 842 and attacking towns as far inland as Paris, Limoges, Orleans, Tours and Nimes. In 844, Vikings stormed Seville, then controlled by the Arabs. In 859, they plundered Pisa, though an Arab fleet battered them on the way back north. In 911, the West Frankish king granted Rouen and the surrounding territory by treaty to a Viking chief called Rollo, in exchange for the latter's denying passage to the Seine to other raiders. This region of northern France is now known as Normandy, or Land of the Northmen. In the 9th century, Scandinavians, mainly Norwegians, began to colonize Iceland, an island in the North Atlantic where no one had yet settled in large numbers. By the late 10th century, some Vikings, including the famous Eric the Red, moved even further westward to Greenland. According to later Icelandic histories, some of the early Viking settlers in Greenland, supposedly led by the Viking hero Leif Erikson, son of Eric the Red, may have become the first Europeans to discover and explore North America. Calling their landing place Vinland, Wineland, they built a temporary settlement at Lance aux Meadows in modern-day Newfoundland. Beyond that, there is little evidence of Viking presence in the New World, and they didn't form permanent settlements. Danish dominance. The mid-10th century reign of Harald Bluetooth as king of a newly unified, powerful and Christianized Denmark marked the beginning of a second Viking age. Large-scale raids, often organized by royal leaders, hit the coasts of Europe and especially England, where the line of kings descended from Alfred the Great was faltering. Harald's rebellious son, Sven Forkbeard, led Viking raids on England beginning in 991 and conquered the entire kingdom in 1013, sending King Ethelred into exile. Sven died the following year, leaving his son Canute, or Canute, to rule a Scandinavian empire, comprising England, Denmark and Norway on the North Sea. After Knut's death, his two sons succeeded him, but both were dead by 1042, and Edward the Confessor, son of the previous non-Danish king, returned from exile and regained the English throne from the Danes. Upon his death, without heirs, in 1066, Harald Godwinason, the son of Edward's most powerful noble, laid claim to the throne. Harald's army was able to defeat an invasion led by the last great Viking king, Harald Hardrada of Norway, at Stamford Bridge, near York, but fell to the forces of William, Duke of Normandy, himself a descendant of Scandinavian settlers in northern France, just weeks later. Crowned King of England on Christmas Day in 1066, William managed to retain the crown against further Danish challenges. End of the Viking Age. The events of 1066 in England effectively marked the end of the Viking Age. By that time, all of the Scandinavian kingdoms were Christian, and what remained of Viking culture was being absorbed into the culture of Christian Europe. Today, signs of the Viking legacy can be found mostly in the Scandinavian origins of some vocabulary and place names in the areas in which they settled, including Northern England, Scotland, and Russia. In Iceland, the Vikings left an extensive body of literature, the Icelandic sagas, in which they celebrated the greatest victories of their glorious past. As we all know, by the 11th century, the Vikings had spread far from Scandinavia, gaining control of trade routes throughout Europe, conquering kingdoms as far as Africa, and even building outposts in North America. Now, we can ask how they succeeded in dominating the seas and waterways of Europe. The secret to their success was their ships. The formidable Viking longship had its origins in the humble dugout canoe or logboat. For millennia, the inhabitants of Scandinavia had used these canoes for transportation. Dense forests and tall mountains made overland travel difficult, but long coastlines and numerous rivers, lakes, and fjords provided a viable alternative. The first canoes were simply hollowed-out logs rowed with paddles. Over time, they added planks to the logboat base using the clinker or lapstrake technique, meaning the planks overlapped and were fastened to each other along their edges. As the Roman Empire expanded north, some Scandinavians served in their new neighbors' armies and brought home Roman maritime technology. The Mediterranean cultures at the heart of the Roman Empire had large warships that controlled the sea and cargo ships that transported goods along the waterways. These ships were powered by sail and oars and relied on a strong skeleton of internal timbers fastened to the outer planks with copper, iron, and wood nails. At first, Scandinavians incorporated this new technology by replacing their loose paddles with anchored oars. This change hugely improved the crew's efficiency, but also required stronger ships. So, boat builders began to use iron nails for fasteners rather than sewing. They abandoned the logboat base for a keel plank, and the boats became higher and more seaworthy. But these early ships retained the concept of the original logboat. Their strength depended on the outer shell of wood, not internal frames and beams. They were built as shells, thin-walled but strong, and much lighter than the Roman ships. Competing chieftains quickly refined the new ships to be even more efficient. The lighter the boat, the more versatile it would be, and the less investment of resources it would require, an essential advantage in a decentralized culture without large supplies of people. These ships still had no sails. Sails were costly, and for now the road ships could meet their needs. That changed after the Western Roman Empire collapsed in the 5th century. Western Europe took a heavy economic blow, leveling the playing field a bit for the Scandinavians. As the region revived, new and vigorous trade routes extended into and through Scandinavia. The wealth that flowed along these routes helped create a new, more prosperous and powerful class of Scandinavians, whose members competed constantly with each other over trade routes and territory. By the 8th century, a sailing ship began to make sense. It could go further, faster, in search of newly available plunder. With the addition of sails, the already light and speedy ships became nearly unbeatable. The Viking ship was born. Viking longships could soon carry as many as 100 Vikings to battle. Fleets of them could land on open beaches, penetrate deep into river systems, and be moved over land if need be. When not at war, the vessels were used to transport goods and make trade journeys. There were smaller versions for fishing and local excursions, and larger adaptations for open sea voyages capable of carrying tens of tons of cargo. It's not easy for Vikings to achieve such staggering success in history. They have their own rules. These rules are the key to opportunities, the pieces for their ambitious lives. In fact, we can apply those rules to modern life for a better life. Do you want to know these rules? Lost Viking rules for living a good life. Do not be bound by the chains of fear, for a Viking's heart knows no captivity. Wealth dies, friends dies. One day you too will die, but the thing that never dies is the judgment on how you have spent your life. Let no man glory in the greatness of his mind, but rather keep watch over his wits. Cautious and silent, let him enter a dwelling, to the heedful comes seldom harm, for none can find a more faithful friend than the wealth of mother wit. It is fortunate to be favored with praise and popularity. It is dire luck to be dependent on the feelings of your fellow man. Let the winds of fate guide your sails, but never forget you are the captain of your ship. Wealth may vanish in the wink of an eye. Gold is the falsest of friends. Rise with the dawn, for the day is a battlefield waiting to be conquered. There's no excuse for a man who rejects the truth once it's proven. Find strength in adversity, for it is the hammer that forges the steel of your character. Even in the sheath, the sword must be sharp, so too must the mind and the spirit be within the body. To fear the storm is to deny the very essence of life. Embrace it, and you shall find your true mettle. An ill-tempered, unhappy man ridicules all he hears and makes fun of others, refusing always to see the faults in himself. Live fiercely, love fiercely, for life is fleeting as the morning mist. Stand tall, even when the world seeks to bend you, for a Viking bows to none but honor. Cherish the bonds of kinship, for in the embrace of family we find our true strength. Do not mourn the past, for it is but the wake of your ship. Look to the horizon, where new adventures await. Where you recognize evil, speak out against it, and give no truces to your enemies. The cautious guest who comes to the table speaks sparingly, listens with ears, learns with eyes. Such is the seeker of knowledge. Seek wisdom in the whispers of the old, for their words are laden with the weight of experience. Forge alliances with those who share your vision, for together you shall weather any storm. Live each day as if it were your last, for in the end, only the memories we create endure. Be swift to forgive, but never forget the lessons learned in the crucible of pain. Find joy in the simple pleasures of life, for they are the treasures that enrich the soul. Embrace your flaws, for they are the cracks through which your light shines brightest. Be a guardian of the weak, for true strength is measured by the compassion in your heart. Let your word be your bond, for a Viking's oath is sacrosanct. Do not let the shadows of doubt cloud your path, for within you burns the light of a thousand suns. Find beauty in the rugged terrain of life, for it is the imperfections that give it its character. Honor the earth as you would your own kin, for she is the mother from whom all life springs. Leave a trail of kindness in your wake, for it is the legacy that outlasts all others. Walk with humility, for even the mightiest oak bows before the wind. Hold fast to your dreams, for they are the compass that guides you through life's vast ocean. Embrace change like the shifting tides, for stagnation is the harbinger of decay. Take pride in your scars, for they are the marks of battles fought and won. When truth and fairness are different from what is law, better it is to follow truth and fairness. Fate and fortune do not always go hand in hand. The traveler must train his wits. All is easy at home. He who knows little is a laughingstock amongst men of the world. Often there is regret for saying too much, and seldom regret for saying too little. The cowardly man thinks he'll live forever if he keeps away from fighting, but old age won't grant him a truce, even if spears spare him. There is more honor in accumulating little by little than in reaching for the sky and ending up flat on your face. A person should not agree today to what they'll regret tomorrow. I was once young. I was traveling alone and lost my way. I thought myself rich when I met another man. Man is the joy of man. Ill it is to abandon honor and integrity in exchange for injustice and greed. Speak useful words, or be silent. Blessed is he who in his own lifetime is awarded praise and wit, for ill counsel is often given by mortal men to each other. Better a brief spell of honor than a long rule of shame. The unwise man is awake all night and ponders everything over. When morning comes, he is weary in mind, and all is as burdensome as ever. Wisdom is welcome wherever it comes from. Be wary of the man who urges an action in which he himself incurs no risk. Better it is to have a lower position in life and be free than to have a position of power only to be subject to the will of another. All guests should speak well of their host or not speak at all. A person's actions are often worse than their intentions. One should not bow before stupidity merely because it is old. A guest must depart again on his way, nor stay in the same place forever. If he bites too long on another's bench, the loved one soon becomes loathed. Never approach another for his love. It happens often enough that beauty ensnares with desire the wise, while the foolish remain unmoved. A hungry wolf is bound to wage a hard battle. Affection is mutual when men can open their hearts to each other. He whose words are always fair is untrue and not to be trusted. All the people need in order to rise up against tyranny is a leader bold enough to take up the banner. Let none put faith in the first sown fruit, nor yet in his son too soon, when rules the child and whether the field, each is open to chance. Stubbornness brings either greater humiliation or greater honor. All the doorways before one enters should be looked around, should be spied out. It can't be known for certain where enemies are sitting in the hall ahead. Don't mess with ale if you were weak. A clear head is a good company. Drink is a dangerous friend. Strive for excellence in all things, for mediocrity is the death knell of ambition. Do not fear the unknown, for it is the canvas upon which you paint your destiny. Let your heart be a wellspring of compassion, nourishing the souls of those around you. Hold fast to hope, for it is the anchor that keeps us grounded in turbulent times. Live with the courage of a lion and the grace of a swan, for in balance lies true strength. Do not be swayed by the whispers of doubt, for within you lies the power to achieve greatness. Embrace your inner fire, for it is the furnace from which your dreams are forged. Find joy in the journey, for it is the destination that gives meaning to the path. Let your actions be a testament to your character, for integrity is the currency of trust. Seek out challenges with the fervor of a Viking in battle, for it is in struggle that we find our true selves. Do not be shackled by the expectations of others, for you alone hold the key to your destiny. Find solace in the embrace of nature, for it is the balm that soothes the weary soul. Live with the curiosity of a child and the wisdom of an elder, for in the balance lies enlightenment. Do not fear failure, for it is but a stepping stone on the path to success. Let your dreams be the wind in your sails, propelling you ever forward towards your destiny. Strive for mastery in all things, for excellence is the mark of a true Viking. Do not be defined by your past, for it is the future that holds the promise of greatness. Hold fast to your convictions, for they are the compass that guides you through life's storms. Find strength in solidarity, for together we are invincible. Let your love be a beacon of light in the darkest of nights, guiding lost souls home. Do not be afraid to stand alone, for it is in solitude that we find our true strength. Live with the courage of a warrior and the wisdom of a sage, for in balance lies true mastery. Let your actions speak louder than words, for deeds are the true measure of character. Find joy in the journey, for it is the trials we overcome that make life worth living. Do not be afraid to dream big, for it is in the pursuit of the impossible that we achieve greatness. Embrace the unknown with open arms, for it is the fertile ground in which dreams take root. Hold fast to your values, for they are the compass that guides you through life's labyrinth. Let your heart be a wellspring of compassion, watering the seeds of kindness wherever you go. Do not let the shadows of doubt dim your light, for within you burns the fire of 1,000 suns. Live with the passion of a lover and the determination of a warrior, for in balance lies true strength. Find solace in the beauty of nature, for it is the mirror that reflects the soul. Do not be swayed by the opinions of others, for only you can chart your own course. Let your laughter ring out like the clash of swords in battle, a testament to your indomitable spirit. Hold fast to your dreams, for they are the stars that guide you through life's darkest nights. Find joy in the simple pleasures of life, for they are the treasures that enrich the soul. Do not be afraid to embrace your flaws, for they are the cracks through which your light shines brightest. Embrace change with open arms, for it is the only constant in life. Let your actions speak louder than words, for deeds are the true measure of character. Do not be afraid to stand alone, for it is in solitude that we find our true strength. Live with the courage of a warrior and the wisdom of a sage, for in balance lies true mastery. Let your love be a beacon of light in the darkest of nights, guiding lost souls home. Do not let the shadows of doubt dim your light, for within you burns the fire of 1,000 suns. Find solace in the beauty of nature, for it is the mirror that reflects the soul. Hold fast to your dreams, for they are the stars that guide you through life's darkest nights. Find joy in the simple pleasures of life, for they are the treasures that enrich the soul. Do not be afraid to embrace your flaws, for they are the cracks through which your light shines brightest. Embrace change with open arms, for it is the only constant in life. Let your actions speak louder than words, for deeds are the true measure of character. Do not be afraid to stand alone, for it is in solitude that we find our true strength. Live with the courage of a warrior and the wisdom of a sage, for in balance lies true mastery. Let your love be a beacon of light in the darkest of nights, guiding lost souls home. Do not let the shadows of doubt dim your light, for within you burns the fire of 1,000 suns. Find solace in the beauty of nature, for it is the mirror that reflects the soul. Hold fast to your dreams, for they are the stars that guide you through life's darkest nights. Find joy in the simple pleasures of life, for they are the treasures that enrich the soul. Do not be afraid to embrace your flaws, for they are the cracks through which your light shines brightest. Embrace change with open arms, for it is the only constant in life. Let your actions speak louder than words, for deeds are the true measure of character. Do not be afraid to stand alone, for it is in solitude that we find our true strength. Live with the courage of a warrior and the wisdom of a sage, for in balance lies true mastery. Let your love be a beacon of light in the darkest of nights, guiding lost souls home. Do not let the shadows of doubt dim your light, for within you burns the fire of 1,000 suns. Find solace in the beauty of nature, for it is the mirror that reflects the soul. Hold fast to your dreams, for they are the stars that guide you through life's darkest nights. Find joy in the simple pleasures of life, for they are the treasures that enrich the soul. Do not be afraid to embrace your flaws, for they are the cracks through which your light shines brightest. Embrace change with open arms, for it is the only constant in life. The Viking Age may have ended around a millennium ago, but the Vikings continue to capture our imagination today, inspiring everything from cartoons to fancy dress outfits. Along the way, the seafaring warriors have been hugely mythologized, and it is often difficult to separate fact from fiction when it comes to these northern Europeans. With that in mind, here are 18 facts about the Vikings. 1. They weren't all pirates. The Vikings, often portrayed as fearsome raiders and plunderers, were a complex and multifaceted society. While their reputation for plundering and pillaging is well documented in history, it is essential to recognize that many Vikings also engaged in peaceful endeavors, such as settlement, farming, crafting, and trading. Contrary to popular belief, a significant number of Vikings ventured beyond their homelands, not only to conquer, but also to establish peaceful settlements, pursue economic opportunities, and engage in cultural exchange. One of the primary motivations for Viking expansion was the search for arable land and new territories for settlement. Scandinavia, the homeland of the Vikings, was characterized by rugged terrain, limited agricultural resources, and harsh climatic conditions. As a result, many Vikings sought opportunities for agricultural expansion and colonization in more fertile regions. This led them to establish settlements in areas such as the British Isles, Iceland, Greenland, and even as far as North America. These settlements were often peaceful and focused on farming, fishing, and animal husbandry, allowing the Vikings to sustain themselves and thrive in their new environments. In addition to settlement, Vikings were skilled craftsmen and artisans who excelled in various trades, such as blacksmithing, woodworking, and shipbuilding. As they traveled to new lands, they brought their craftsmanship with them, contributing to the cultural and economic exchange between different regions. Viking craftsmen were highly sought after for their expertise, and their skills played a crucial role in the development of trade networks and economic prosperity in various parts of Europe. Trade was another significant aspect of Viking activity beyond raiding. Vikings were skilled traders who conducted extensive commerce across vast distances, establishing trade routes that stretched from the Baltic Sea to the Mediterranean and beyond. They traded a wide range of goods, including furs, timber, amber, iron, weapons, and luxury items such as silk, spices, and jewelry. Viking traders played a pivotal role in connecting distant regions and facilitating the exchange of goods, ideas, and cultural influences. The Vikings' peaceful activities abroad were not solely motivated by economic interests, but also by a desire for exploration and discovery. They were adventurous seafarers who navigated treacherous waters and explored new lands with a sense of curiosity and exploration. Their voyages to distant shores were driven by a spirit of adventure and a quest for knowledge, leading to the discovery of new lands and the expansion of their horizons. Furthermore, the Vikings' interactions with other cultures were not always confrontational, but often involved peaceful coexistence, cultural exchange, and mutual cooperation. They established diplomatic relations with neighboring societies, formed alliances, and engaged in intercultural exchanges that enriched their own culture and worldview. Despite their reputation as fierce warriors, many Vikings were also diplomats, traders, and peacemakers who sought to maintain peaceful relations with their neighbors and allies. 2. They didn't wear helmets with horns on. The iconic image of Vikings wearing horned helmets has become deeply ingrained in popular culture, evoking images of fierce warriors wielding axes and sailing across stormy seas. However, the truth behind this imagery is far more nuanced than what is commonly depicted. In fact, the idea of Vikings wearing horned helmets is largely a myth perpetuated by artistic interpretations rather than historical reality. The origins of the horned helmet myth can be traced back to the 19th century, specifically to the work of German costume designer Karl Emil Doepler. In 1876, Doppler was tasked with designing the costumes for Richard Wagner's opera cycle, Der Ring des Nibelungen, The Ring of the Nibelung, which is based on Norse mythology. In his interpretation of the Viking aesthetic, Doppler chose to incorporate horned helmets as a dramatic and visually striking element for the characters. Doppler's decision to include horned helmets in his costume designs was not based on historical accuracy, but rather on artistic expression and theatrical flair. He sought to create a sense of otherworldliness and grandeur that would captivate audiences and enhance the mythological themes of Wagner's opera. The result was a fantastical portrayal of Vikings wearing elaborate horned helmets, which became synonymous with the popular image of Vikings in the public imagination. Despite Doppler's creative vision, there is little evidence to suggest that Vikings actually wore horned helmets in battle or everyday life. In fact, archaeological evidence contradicts the idea of horned helmets being used by Viking warriors. The few helmet fragments that have been discovered from the Viking Age do not feature horns or any other ornate decorations. Instead, they are practical and functional in design, providing protection for the head without unnecessary embellishments. The misconception of Vikings wearing horned helmets can also be attributed to earlier artistic depictions and literary works that romanticized and exaggerated the Viking image. In the 19th century, as interest in Norse mythology and history grew, artists and writers drew inspiration from medieval sagas and legends to create romanticized portrayals of Vikings as larger-than-life figures adorned in elaborate armor and wielding mighty weapons. Despite being debunked by historians and archaeologists, the myth of Vikings wearing horned helmets persists in popular culture to this day. From films and television shows to Halloween costumes and comic books, the image of horned helmeted Vikings continues to be a pervasive and enduring symbol of Norse culture and identity. 3. In fact, most may not have worn helmets at all. The discovery of a complete Viking helmet is a rare and significant find in the field of archaeology, shedding light on the material culture and military practices of the Viking Age. However, the scarcity of such artifacts suggests that helmets were not as common among Vikings as popularly believed. Instead, it is likely that many Viking warriors either fought without helmets or wore headwear made of materials such as leather, which were less likely to survive the ravages of time. The sole complete Viking helmet ever found was unearthed in 1943 during excavations at the Jermundbu burial mound in Norway. Dating back to the 10th century, the helmet is a remarkable example of Viking craftsmanship, constructed from iron and adorned with intricate decorative elements such as brass eyebrows and a nose guard. Its discovery provided valuable insights into Viking military technology and the design of protective headgear during this period. Despite the significance of the Geirmundbu helmet, its rarity raises questions about the prevalence of helmets among Viking warriors. It is unlikely that every Viking warrior would have had access to such elaborate and expensive headgear, especially considering the logistical and economic challenges of producing metal helmets in large quantities. Additionally, the survival rate of metal artifacts from the Viking Age is relatively low due to corrosion and decay over time, further complicating efforts to study Viking helmet usage. One possible explanation for the scarcity of Viking helmets is that many warriors may have fought without helmets altogether. While helmets offer valuable protection in combat, they can also be cumbersome and restrictive, hindering mobility and visibility on the battlefield. In situations where agility and speed were paramount, some warriors may have chosen to forgo helmets entirely, relying instead on their skill and agility to evade enemy attacks. Another possibility is that Viking warriors may have worn headwear made of more perishable materials, such as leather or cloth, which would have been less likely to survive the centuries. While leather helmets may not offer the same level of protection as their metal counterparts, they would have been more accessible and affordable for the average Viking warrior. Additionally, leather helmets could be customized and tailored to fit individual warriors, providing a degree of comfort and flexibility in combat. 4. A Viking landed on American shores long before Columbus. The popular narrative of Christopher Columbus as the European discoverer of the New World overlooks the remarkable achievements of Viking explorer Leif Erikson, who actually preceded Columbus by nearly 500 years in reaching the shores of North America. While Columbus is often celebrated for his voyages across the Atlantic in the late 15th century, Leif Erikson's expedition to North America stands as a testament to the seafaring prowess and exploration of the Vikings during the early medieval period. Leif Erikson, the son of the Norse explorer Erik the Red, is credited with being the first European to set foot on the North American continent around the year 1000 AD. According to historical accounts, Leif and his crew sailed from their settlement in Greenland to explore lands to the west, eventually reaching a place they called Vinland. This area is believed to correspond to present-day Newfoundland in Canada, where archaeological evidence has been found to support the presence of Norse settlements dating back to the Viking Age. The discovery of Vinland by Leif Erikson represents a remarkable feat of navigation and exploration, demonstrating the Vikings' advanced seafaring skills and their willingness to venture into unknown waters. Unlike Columbus, who set out on his voyages with the backing of the Spanish crown and the aim of establishing trade routes to Asia, Leif Erikson's journey was motivated by a desire for exploration and discovery. Despite the significance of Leif Erikson's discovery, his achievements were largely overlooked for centuries, overshadowed by the later voyages of Columbus and the subsequent colonization of the Americas by European powers. It was not until the late 19th and early 20th centuries that scholars and historians began to re-evaluate the Norse sagas and archaeological evidence relating to Viking exploration in North America, leading to a renewed appreciation for Leif Erikson's role in history. Today, Leif Erikson is celebrated as a pioneering explorer who played a crucial role in bridging the gap between the Old World and the New World. His discovery of Vinland serves as a reminder of the Vikings' contributions to world history and their enduring legacy as skilled navigators and adventurers. 5. Leif's father was the first Viking to set foot in Greenland. According to Icelandic sagas, Erik the Red's journey to Greenland was spurred by his banishment from Iceland following a series of violent altercations, including the murder of several men. Fleeing the consequences of his actions, Erik sought refuge in the uncharted lands to the west, eventually becoming the founder of the first Viking settlement in Greenland. Despite the circumstances of his exile, Erik the Red's leadership and determination played a pivotal role in establishing the Norse presence in Greenland. Drawing on his knowledge of navigation and exploration, Erik and his followers braved the treacherous waters of the North Atlantic to reach the distant shores of Greenland, where they founded a thriving community. Erik the Red's settlement in Greenland marked the beginning of a new chapter in Viking exploration and colonization, paving the way for further expeditions to North America and beyond. While his legacy is tainted by his past deeds, Erik's contributions to Norse expansion and the exploration of unknown lands are undeniable, shaping the course of history in the North Atlantic region. 6. They had their own gods. While Viking mythology emerged later than Roman and Greek mythology, the Norse gods have left an indelible mark on modern culture, despite being less familiar to many than figures like Zeus or Aphrodite. However, their influence can be seen in various aspects of contemporary society, including literature, art, and even popular entertainment such as superhero films. In recent years, there has been a resurgence of interest in Norse mythology, with elements of Viking culture and lore making their way into mainstream media. Superhero films in particular have drawn inspiration from Norse mythology, with characters such as Thor, Loki, and Odin becoming household names in popular culture. Marvel Comics, for example, has introduced a rich tapestry of Norse-inspired characters and storylines, bringing the gods of Asgard to life in vivid detail. The portrayal of Thor as a superhero wielding a magical hammer, Loki as a mischievous trickster, and Odin as a wise and powerful ruler has captivated audiences around the world, cementing the influence of Norse mythology on contemporary storytelling. In this way, the legacy of Viking mythology continues to resonate in the modern-day world, transcending time and culture to inspire new generations with tales of heroism, adventure, and the eternal struggle between gods and mortals. 7. And the days of the week are named after some of them. While the days of the week in English often derive their names from Norse mythology, Saturday stands as an exception, owing its name to the Roman god Saturn. This unique linguistic anomaly highlights the influence of both Norse and Roman cultures on the English language. In contrast to the other days of the week, which are named after Norse gods such as Odin, Wednesday, Thor, Thursday, and Freya, Friday, Saturday's designation as the day of Saturn reflects the Roman tradition of naming days after celestial bodies and deities associated with the planets. Saturn, the Roman god of agriculture and time, was often equated with the Greek god Cronus, the father of Zeus. His association with the planet Saturn, the sixth planet from the sun, led to the naming of the day of the week in his honor. While Saturday's name may diverge from the Norse mythological pattern seen in the other days of the week, its inclusion in the English calendar serves as a reminder of the diverse cultural influences that have shaped the language and the way we perceive time. 8. They ate twice a day. Their first meal, served approximately an hour after rising, was effectively breakfast, but known as dagmál to the Vikings. Their second meal, natmál, was served in the evening at the end of the working day. 9. Honey was the only sweetener known to the Vikings. Mead, a potent alcoholic beverage made from fermented honey, holds a significant place in Viking culture and tradition. Renowned for its rich flavor and intoxicating effects, mead was a staple drink among the Norse people. Consumed in great quantities during feasts, celebrations, and religious ceremonies. The process of making mead involved fermenting honey with water and adding various ingredients, such as fruits, herbs, and spices to enhance its flavor and aroma. Once fermented, mead could be aged for extended periods, resulting in a beverage with complex flavors and a high alcohol content. In addition to its role as a beverage for social gatherings, mead held cultural and symbolic significance for the Vikings. It was often associated with fertility, abundance, and prosperity, and was used in rituals and offerings to the gods. In Norse mythology, mead was said to be the drink of the gods, bestowing immortality and wisdom upon those who partook of it. Today, mead continues to be enjoyed by enthusiasts and connoisseurs around the world, keeping alive the ancient tradition of brewing this historic beverage. With its deep roots in Viking culture and mythology, Mead serves as a reminder of the enduring legacy of the Norse people and their contributions to the world of brewing and spirits. 10. They were proficient shipbuilders. So much so that the design of their most famous vessel, the longship, was adopted by many other cultures and influenced shipbuilding for centuries. 11. Some Vikings were known as berserkers. The berserkers were champion warriors who are reported to have fought in a trance-like fury, a state that was likely to have been at least partly induced by alcohol or drugs. These warriors gave their name to the English word berserk. 12. The Vikings wrote down stories known as sagas. Based on oral traditions, these tales, which were mostly written in Iceland, were usually realistic and based on true events and figures. They were, however, sometimes romanticized or fantastical, and the accuracy of the stories is often hotly disputed. 13. They left their stamp on English place names. If a village, town, or city has a name ending in by, Thorpe, or A, then it was likely settled by the Vikings. 14. A sword was the most prized Viking possession. The craftsmanship involved in making them meant that swords were extremely expensive and therefore likely to be the most valuable item that a Viking owned. If, that is, they could afford one at all. Most couldn't. 15. The Vikings kept slaves. Known as thralls, they carried out household chores and provided the labor for large-scale construction projects. New thralls were captured abroad by the Vikings during their raids and either taken back to Scandinavia or to Viking settlements or traded for silver. 16. They were very into physical activity. Sports that involved weapons training and training for combat were particularly popular, as was swimming. 17. The last great Viking king was killed at the Battle of Stamford Bridge. Harald Hardrada had come to England to challenge the then king, Harold Godwinson, for the English throne. He was defeated and killed by Harald's men at the Battle of Stamford Bridge. 18. Harald's death marked the end of the Viking Age. 1066, the year in which Harald was killed, is often given as the year in which the Viking Age came to an end. By that point, the spread of Christianity had dramatically changed Scandinavian society, and the military ambitions of the Norse people were no longer the same. With the taking of Christian slaves banned, the Vikings lost much of the economic incentive for their raids and began to focus instead on religion-inspired military campaigns. The Vikings left behind a rich tapestry of wisdom and tradition that continues to resonate with us today. Through their exploration, innovation, and adherence to a code of honor, they forged a legacy that transcends time and culture. From the importance of bravery and resilience to the value of community and kinship, the Viking ethos offers timeless lessons for living a good life. As we navigate the challenges of the modern world, let us draw inspiration from the Vikings and their rules for living, embracing the spirit of adventure, courage, and integrity that defined their way of life. By honoring their legacy and embodying their values, we can forge our own path to happiness, fulfillment, and prosperity as we strive to live by their rules and embark on our own epic journey towards a life well lived. Skull.